Hey, what's going on, folks? What's up? What's up? It's your boy, the host with the most, XP. And I'm always keeping it real and black, like always, man. And you know this. Oh, man, a lot has been going on in a lot of my, you know, black people. You know, it's just it's so fucking crazy. And, you know, a lot of people have been asking me, you know, how I feel about it. And, you know, I've kind of suck, you know, deep down inside because, you know, I haven't, like, came on here, like, soon enough to, like, express, like, the frustration about everything that's going on, you know? And, like, I told someone, like, the other day, like, no matter what profession I'm in, military, fucking FBI agent, CIA. If it ever comes down to the government versus the people, I'ma always choose the people. Always. And I don't care who's listening, I'ma just always choose them. It's in my heart, I feel like the people is right. And especially in the black community, when we feel like we're being wronged, we express that in any way possible. And I'm honestly really, really tired of people, you know, the racist whites, the racist ones, because I love the non-racist white people. I love them to death. I got a couple of friends, you know what I'm saying? But the racist one, I hate it. You know, oh man, why they gotta fucking destroy stores and shit like that? Listen, for many years, we always did peaceful protest. We always try to, you know, fight for our equal rights again and again, and the same thing keeps happening. We never get any fucking results. And people, the racist ones, would never understand. So, what do? We start to tear shit up. Was I out there causing damage? No, because my job wouldn't, you know, allow us to go out and destroy property. Of course, like, I wouldn't even do that. I'm on, like, the peaceful protest side of it. What I don't agree on, honestly, is the shit that confused me the most. We out here, you know, I'm not saying everybody's doing it. Like they say, it's like the extremists, all that shit, you know, the secret terrorist group or what the fuck are you doing? They go to the peaceful protest and there's like bricks that's already set up outside, like a pile of bricks, and no one's questioning like where are these pile of bricks coming from. It takes this one person to throw a big brick at a store and it's all over. They don't need to be part of our peaceful protest at all, because we do not condone that shit. We're trying to do this as peaceful as possible, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, when you start getting that itch and you see everybody, yo, getting that free shit, getting free TVs and getting free cars and taking it to the chop shop, what you gonna do? You think you gonna honestly stand there and like, oh, yo, shit, he getting these PlayStations, these iPhones, you really think you're going to absolutely stand there? Of course, the people that was peaceful protesting decided to go ahead and get some free shit. Because that's how, you know, some of us black people are. We like, oh shit, look at these motherfuckers going in the store. Let me run in here behind them and get some shit too. Because they feel like they deserve that shit. You know, we take it out of our taxes every fucking, on everything. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's what was going through, you know, the peaceful protesters' mind. Because in my opinion, if I was out there, peaceful protesting, and I see that shit go down, someone's going in a Gucci store or a jewelry store, I'm not perfect, but I'm pretty sure I'm seeing them getting that good gold and shit where they can really profit off of. I think I would run in there right behind them and do it, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's just like that Boondocks episode, if you watched, if any of you guys watched it, when the, I can't remember all of it, but when like they threw the chair in the air, as soon as land on the floor, everybody just broke out into a fight, you know what I'm saying? Because when shit starts happening, you know what I mean? We gotta go for what we know. And, you know, with the George Floyd and the Breonna Taylor and the Ahmaud Arbery and Tony McDad, that shit breaks my soul. Because I'm 25 years old right now. And thank God, you know, I don't have kids. But do I want kids someday? Yes. But it's just like, I don't know, should I have kids, you know? Because my kids are going to be of color. And deep down inside, I'm just tired of this shit, you know? Tired of this racism that goes on within this country, everywhere, matter of fact, especially within the police department. I hate, and hate is a very strong word to me. I don't even hardly use that, but I really hate them racist cops. I absolutely do. Like, fuck you. And honestly, see, I'm already starting to mess up my speech, you know, how we are talking, because I'm so upset. If you a so-called good cop, because not all cops are bad, but if you a good cop and you standing there while someone or your partner, matter of fact, and you standing there and your partner put his knee on someone's neck and say they can't breathe and you do not do nothing, you are dead to me. You are a fucking coward. So of course I don't feel fucking bad for the other three cops that were arrested, cause they fucking stood there and did nothing. And this man called out and said, "I can't breathe." And you knew he was gonna die. He felt it in his soul, and it made me upset that I almost wanted to cry, because you couldn't hear him call out to his mother. His mother, for all sakes, you know? And I don't like that. Shit needs to change within the police. I'm telling you, man. Can't stand by and do nothing. I honestly, to God, if I would have seen that, I probably would have went to jail, because I'm not going to stand by. And I know whoever was recording, he was catching them in the act, but all the other people that were standing there, I felt like they should have fucking did something. I don't care. It's just like, yo, this man can't breathe. He's saying it. And you want to know why we mad. And it's happened over and over and over again. We just sick of it. It's like you either with us or you against us, you know? And I'm amazed how like irritated like I am. Because this podcast is always supposed to be about positivity. I'm saying stupid shit that make you laugh, you know? But I just feel like right now, I just had to talk about this. People want to know what's on my mind, so I'm letting you guys know what's on my mind. If I could peaceful protest right now, I definitely would. Every day, all day, until some type of change happens. And Lord knows, hopefully, all the police in the whole entire United States of America is changed in some way. Every cop needs to be fucking... Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry. I'm just getting a little upset. Every cop needs to be aware of what the fuck they're doing. And if you seeing shit go down, you'll always step in between that shit. Don't let it happen. You know what I'm saying? Man, it's crazy, man. I just need a fucking ride to... I should get on that fucking spaceship with those... I call it spaceship. I don't know. The rocket, whatever. When my astronauts took off to the moon or some shit, wherever they took off to the space station, I should have got on with them motherfuckers. Jesus, because I need a break from Earth, planet Earth, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's crazy what's going on, man. And it's crazy, man. And you know what makes me really upset? Because someday I'm pretty sure I will have a kid. And I gotta tell him, hey, when a cop stops you, do this. You know, always have your receipt in your hand in the store. Go into the store and get what you need. Don't go in the store and wander around just looking. You know what I'm saying? Just crazy stuff like that, man. Be polite to the cops, man. You got to tell your kids that. You know what I'm saying? Even though you hate them, but you got to keep your kids alive. Whew, man. We definitely need to vote, man, especially the black community, all the minorities. We need to vote because we definitely need change. I'm still fucking wondering how the fuck Trump got in, but fuck it. I'm pretty sure, like most of us think, he bought his fucking votes, you know? It's just mad crazy, man. I just hope all this shit... I hope it changed, man. But damn, man, I'm telling you, it needs to. If anyone's listening, it needs to change, man. Black lives matter. And I know some people say, oh, all lives matter, you know. Fuck that. You see what they're doing to us? Do you even care? Like, sit there and look. Watch Roots, for God's sakes. You know what I'm saying? Like, we matter. We are people. We have 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 eyeballs. Only fucking thing different is our shade. It's our skin, man. Like, why can't you just look at us equal? It's just ridiculous, man. How you guys think? You look down on us. Oh, you black people, you ghetto. You don't know how to act. Shit like that, man. It just gets me angry, man. If I ever hear a racist white person say some shit like that, I'll punch him. Like I said, all white people is not bad. It's just those racist ones that need to go. I just hate how they was brought up. I really do. Because all we trying to do is survive in this country, man. It's hard enough for us. We black. We trying to survive. We trying to see the next day. We tired of getting profiled, picked on. Hey, you with the hoodie, come here. You know how cops talk to us. Put your hands behind your back or some shit. What are you doing in this area? Like, what the fuck? I'm pretty sure if I walk in a white neighborhood, rich white neighborhood with a hoodie on, I'll get stopped. You know, it's just the way the world is, man. Like, we could be living good. Like, literally, we could be living good, peaceful. If racism was all gone, you know, we'd have been good. But they just don't want to let it go. They pass that shit down from generation to generation to generation. Makes no sense. All you that's listening, me personally, I love you guys, and sometimes I wish I was really, really, like, successful, especially with the comedy thing, but, you know, COVID-19 shut down, like, the clubs and stuff, but really wish I was, like, you know, well known, because I've been speaking for us every day, and there's no capping. I'm not talking out the side of my neck. I am being absolutely truthful. If I had a bigger platform, I'd try to be the face of it, you know. Donate to these families. I feel so bad, man. I wish I had money to donate to the families. Because it makes no sense. It doesn't. Oh, man. Everyone deserves to live without looking over their backs every single day, wondering, especially me as a black man, wondering, when I wake up, is this going to be my last day? Will a cop pull me over and shoot me just because I'm just trying to pull my wallet from my back pocket? You might think it's a gun. It's like, yo, stop doing that shit, man. If anything, they should have fucking just used, you know. I ain't trying to be funny. This is not no fucking joke. I mean, horse tranquilizers are fucking strong. You know, if you think we doing something, just, you know, hit us with a dose of that. Niggas just fall asleep or something. Don't kill us, man. We trying to survive. Don't kill us. And someday, if I do make it, I already know how the world is. They will pull up this file and use it against me. I know. And I want to never apologize, just like Kevin Hart with the Oscar situation. We would never apologize. So just, you know, just live with it. But like I always say, Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. And I'm here for anyone. And I will stand up for anyone's rights. Only rights I won't stand up for is racist people. Especially cops. Especially the ones that stand by and do nothing. I would never, ever, ever in my life have respect for you. I don't care. Oh, man. I don't want to lose my job. I was stood frozen because I have a family to feed. Bro, just do the right thing, man. Do any of y'all want to, you know, tell your kids that you stood by and let someone die when you could have done something? I will never, ever have that problem. Whew. Well, let me get off this, man. This is the longest podcast I made. Yeah, let me just get off. Just check out some more of my episodes. Sometimes I always say I do it every day, every week, but you know, just listen out for me, man. And remember, Black Lives Matter. It always will. This is your host with the most XP, and I'm out.